everyone. Welcome back to episode numero tres of Pretty
Not Smart. I'm your host, Yoatsi.
I'm Louie, aka the baddest perra. And you guys, we have our first special guest. Oh my God. We have none other than the third Castro sister, MC, the real MC. You want to say hi?
Hey.
What's your name?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Andrea, the third and little Castro sister.
I'm so excited to have her on here.
I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. I feel like this is just such a fun time for us to be able to like spill a lot of chisme and tell everyone like the real deets on a lot of topics that we've been wanting to talk about with you. And we're just excited.
She's all nervous. She's like,
mm-hmm. And don't be scared of the mic. You can get close if you
want.
You can all eat it if you want.
Before we start with anything.
Yes.
Y'all know that we have this little segment where I try to spell a word because I'm pretty not smart. So we ask you guys to comment any words in the comment section below. And then my sister, YYTZILLBBLNZ, will pick one of them to have me spell during the show.
And this time we had two really, I thought they were really good. So I'm going to have Andrea pick.
Okay.
Don't look. This one or this one?
I already know it.
Let's do that one.
Give it to me.
The top one?
Yeah.
Ooh, are you sure?
Or the, do you, I feel like you might have more trouble spelling the bottom.
The bottom one is basic.
Okay, okay.
All right. The word is... jewelry.
That one.
Well, at your level, I feel like it is.
Okay, jewelry. J-E-W-E-L-E-R-Y. No?
You're close.
You're really close.
Shut the hell up. Let me try one more time.
Okay.
I get three chances. J-E-W-E-L-R-Y.
There you go.
So I just added an extra. Ding, 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 ding. It's because the fucking English word alphabet thinger machinger always adds extra words there that are not necessary. So I was like, there has to be a weird one in there.
There has to be a silent H in there.
Yeah, I was like, there's going to be a silent H or some weird thing in there. But,
but you did good. You got it right. Congrats. Wow, I'll save the other one for another day. This is helping him with his vocabulary, you guys.
No, low-key, that's why I feel like we had to do it because they be capping on me. I be trying to... spell the most simple words ever. And even like, I feel like they both get shocked a lot when I, with the amount of times that I'm like, wait, how do you spell this?
Was it numbers that I was asking you? Last time, like I was asking you to add or multiply at Disneyland.
Oh, I can't do that either.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to add something and you have 3 seconds to add, do it. It'll be easy.
Add or multiplication. Add.
A ver, a ver.
Okay.
And then you have to do it to me too.
Okay, ready? What's 4 plus 3? 1, 2, 3.
7.
He counted with his fingers.
I still have to use my fingers.
Okay, okay. I'll do another one. I'll do another one.
Me. Okay. We want to show them that we're pretty, not smart.
Okay. Yoatsi, it's they're easy.
I mean,
what's 6 plus 5?
10.
11. Even I knew that.
Y bien confident.
I was like, I know that one.
Okay, okay, brother.
Okay, last
brother,
one.
Last one. What's 8 plus 7? 1, 2, 3. You didn't get it.
What do you mean? Is it your question or 15. What?
No, he has 3 seconds.
Oh.
15 seconds. I mean, 15.
Ooh.
No, it's just things like adding and shit just takes me a little bit longer than usual.
Yeah.
I still have to use my fingers unless it's like a 2, 4, 6, 8 movement.
Andrea has a calculator in her head. She has a little person in there calculating and then just shooting out numbers for her.
We literally.
Magical.
We always say that Andrea's the brains of the family. Like. Yeah. I think if it went from like a level of who's like the smartest, it would be Andrea, Yoatsi, then me.
Agreed.
Because I don't, okay, look, here's how I see it. Andrea's pretty smart.
Pretty and smart.
For real, we changed the podcast.
She's smart, not pretty.
No, but she's pretty and smart. Yoatsi's smart, but you're an airhead. And I'm just dumb. Like, that's literally how it goes. Because Yoatsi, she knows her shit, but like, she's an airhead sometimes.
True.
But I feel like I'm just like an airhead.
Pobrecito.
But to get this episode started, you guys, I'm excited to not only have Andrea here and the third Castro sister, but I do want to start by like throwing some chisme out there real quick.
I don't know, Andrea, what it is. I promise. I'm scared too.
All right. I'm just here to like question her and tell her. No. So this podcast was actually, I always have like brain farts. This is why I like editing my videos. But on this, I can't edit. I feel like I'm getting all nervous. What the fuck? Okay, long story short, long story short, we were gonna name this podcast Castro Sisters.
Yeah.
But we said no because it wouldn't be Castro Sisters without the third Castro sister.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was an option, but it just didn't feel right to us. We were like, no, if she's and then we even thought about like bringing Andrea every so often on these episodes where we're like, if she's not gonna be here every episode, like it was just not gonna work. And then also Andrea doesn't live here, so it's really hard to be doing it that way.
Yeah.
But for now, I just want to shut the fuck up, and I want to give Andrea an opportunity to introduce herself.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, like what you do for school, for fun, where you live, your social security.
Your body count.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so I'm 20 years old. I currently live in Berkeley because I'm studying at UC Berkeley.
Wow.
For fun, I like to cook. I'm boring and I like to read.
It's not boring.
And I like to paint. I have a cat named Jasper. He's the love of my life.
Jasper.
I like to grow plants. I'm very much grandma vibes. No. But
we love her little vibes.
I think you're just more like a homebody.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a homebody because I love to go hiking. I love to go to the beach. But I'm just like a coastal grandma, I feel like.
Yeah, I was going to say then grandma.
I'm just a grandma. Yeah.
All that way.
For me, having fun is like, let me go to the grocery store and buy stuff for dinner later. And then let me go to a coffee shop and read a book and drink coffee.
And she literally cooks like every night.
Because I have to.
Yeah, my mom tells me like, Andreita called me and tonight she's cooking like pasta. And I'm like, mood. She's such a mood, you guys.
And I'm over here making Maruchan.
And Andrea, she had a KitchenAid before any of us did. And she's all...
Oh, yeah, literally.
And she bakes really good, too.
Yeah. I think we made cookies on your channel for...
Oh, yeah, for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I feel like ever since, like, you were younger, you always had more of, like, the... I feel like you were the one to pick up the most, like, habits?
Not habits. Not hobbies.
Oh, hobbit.
I was like, is that the right word? No, she picked up a lot of hobbies and she would like stick to them. Like the one I think I remember the most was her little clay.
Clay.
Oh, yeah. She would make so many things out of clay and like bake them. So then they would stay like hard. I think my mom still has a lot of them.
I was going to say my mom actually kept like her little box. And sometimes she'll let Travis play with them. And she literally would make the tiniest like food items. Mm-hmm.
Little charms.
Yeah. And she would just sit there for hours.
Just like the most creative. Very hands-on creative. Vibes.
Yeah. I feel like Yowatsi is very creative too, though. She loves to scrapbook. Yeah.
They stole it from me.
She likes to paint. Yeah, I feel like I feel like I picked
Scramble.
Come on, Cookie. I mean,
the game.
Yeah,
I was thinking Scrabble.
Bitch. I never scramble.
Scrabble.
Really showing why it's pretty not smart.
I never scrapbook.
I feel like we're all creative in our own ways.
Because, like, there's
Louis
times.
Louis likes, like, editing and, like, recording.
Yeah, but I think we're all good at painting, too.
I think we all paint.
Well, I'm not saying I'm good, but, like, I've seen in their, like, little rooms, they all have, like, little paintings that they each, painted. And I'm like, you guys did that? They're like, yeah. I'm like, that's so cute.
You guys know I used to draw anime.
Oh, yeah.
You took an
anime class
Whatever
in middle school.
Whatever happened to all my sketchbooks? Yeah.
My mom probably has them.
In middle school, I took an anime drawing class and I was all into it.
Aww.
But yeah, a lot of hobbies that we pass around in this in this family.
Yes, but that's a little bit about little sissy Nia.
And then I think to just start off, because like I said, we have a lot of questions for Andrea regarding like social media and like what we do, and like we always get questions about where she's at, why she's always like ghosted, and why we don't bring her on as much. So we're here to talk about all those conversations. So I think the first thing I would like to ask you was, what are your thoughts on like what we do, like social media wise, like making this our life, our job?
How do you feel about it?
I mean, I think I think it's cool because like you get a lot of awesome opportunities. And like you're doing something. Well, you're doing something that you're like actually happy doing. And I feel like a lot of people, unfortunately, like don't get to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
And I mean, the only thing that I would say is like bad about it is that people can be really mean on social media. That's like the only thing that like really worries me, is that like literally somebody could be doing like the most like innocent thing on social media, like literally a cooking video or like, let's feed my dogs. And then I'll open up the comments and they're so mean. And like, and then I'll look at your guys's posts sometimes. And like, just the things that people say are like so disrespectful. And like, that's the only thing that I would have to say.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like Andrea has been through a lot of it. Well, she has. She saw us both starting social media. And she saw how Louie and I would get bullied like about social media. So she like for sure knows all the stuff that goes behind that and all the bullying that we had to go through.
And I think what's crazy is that like how other people see it from like an outside perspective, because I feel like, for example, like this is me and Yoati's like job. We can, we like are basically doing this 24/7.
Yeah,
there's literally like no like off button.
Yeah,
so I feel like we're almost not like almost like we're numb to it in a way at the same time. What the fuck? Oh, honey.
Oh my, don't fucking do that right from now.
Not that we're like numb to it, but we're kind of like, oh, we see it a lot. But it's always crazy like how other people see it from like an outside. So like Andrea's point of view, or also like Addie's the other day, she's just telling me how like, she's like, I don't know how you do this, like just looking at your guys' comments sometimes, like it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for real, like I don't know, it's just
like people always have something to talk shit about, like literally the tiniest thing.
Yeah, because like at the end of the day, you're never gonna be able to make everyone happy. Like everybody is always gonna have something mean to say, like unfortunately. But it's just like, I don't know, I just don't get it. Like how are you just gonna wake up and be like, today I'm gonna be a hater, I'm gonna
I don't get that. Like I on TikTok especially, I'd be reading some comments, I'm like, how does a person like literally grab their phone, like let me, like how do they feel, like like all happy writing this like evil ass comment?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah,
that's like, that's like the
I'm
only
gonna find
thing.
A hater and bring him to the podcast. I'll interview, be like, so tell us.
And then do you feel like that's kind of like a reason why you like prefer not to go on social media as much, or you're just kind of like, I just don't have any interest in it?
I mean, like a little bit of both, because it's like I'm just very private. Mm-hmm. And there's just like things that I feel like aren't necessary to share on social media. Like if I ever did social media, no, like I wouldn't actually do this. Like I wouldn't start like a little cooking thing, but like those accounts I think are really like are cute, because it's like, oh, people literally just showing like what they like doing, you know?
But then they show their face.
No, and like I don't think I would ever do social media, but just like people like doing that, I find it very cute. But then again, people always have something mean to say, and it's like,
And going back to what you said about like just being more private, I feel like you've always kind of been like that. I feel like even when we were younger, I feel like Andrea has always just kind of like been a little bit more private. And I feel like
it's because I'm a Scorpio, I have to be mysterious.
Yeah, it's not even mysterious.
She's also Scorpio. I feel like the thing with Scorpios though is that we're either like very mysterious vibes or very out there vibes. Like there's kind of no in between for a Scorpio, right? Because I feel like I'm not mysterious. I'm not mysterious at all.
But it's because it's like it's your job to be on social media.
Like, I guess.
No, yeah. I don't know. I feel like from my POV, I feel like Andrea has always been a little bit like more private. And I feel like that's why a lot of people always like ask about you or question, because I think it could also come across as like we don't want her in our stuff.
Definitely.
So people
not.
Will always be like, where's your fucking sister? Like, or like, I think people also kind of enjoy the balance you bring into like our brother sisterhood, because I feel like me and you are a little bit more out there, and then you kind of bring like that good balance, and people like enjoy that because they're always like asking about you and stuff, which I think is always cute because people want to know more
like
about
where's
you.
Andrea?
Well, I think one of the main reasons why I've never on your guys' stuff is because I don't live here. Like, yeah. I'm in Berkeley from where they're living right now. That's like 6 hours.
Yeah,
like a 6 hour drive.
Far from.
And so I
hate that.
I feel like I do visit every so often. Mm-hmm. I'll try to pop in like once a month.
Yeah, we try to fly here. Yeah, like once a month.
But when I'm here, it's like we're just spending time together. We're not like we're not like making content. Like, it's literally just spending like.
I feel like this is how it works. If it's like for Andrea comes out here, either whenever she can come down here on her own, it's always literally like 3 days or four at max. Like
3 or 4 days.
So we kind of just enjoy as much with her. Like, sometimes we don't even like film anything.
Yeah.
And we're just like enjoying her being here. And then it comes like when we want to do something like this or we want to film an actual video, we have to plan it ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
And then we're like, oh, Andrea, we would love for you to come and like also obviously enjoy you being here, but also can we film something?
Yeah,
like it's almost like we have to prepare it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because like
you have to plan it really good.
We don't really see her too often, and if we do see her, it's for something else.
Yeah,
so it's there, we don't have a lot of like room to like film and stuff like that, like which sucks.
For this weekend, me and Louis are planning our podcast schedule, and I was like, Louis really wanted Andrea to be our first guest, as did I. But like immediately I was like, Andrea, we need to fly you out. I literally talked to her. She's like, oh, I'm free this weekend. We flew her out, but coincidentally, it's also Easter weekend. So it just like worked out.
Like a little 2-for-1.
Yeah, because we get her for the podcast, but like tomorrow we get to spend Easter Sunday together.
And then sometimes like I feel bad like having to be like, hey, you're here, let's film. Like, aww, I'm just like, oh, yes. I don't wanna make her feel like
that's what you want me for.
Oh my god, this one time, the time we did the hoodies when we went to the little
and you guys didn't tell me.
So this was Gotti's fault. No.
Dude.
So basically we were gonna have a little pop-up at
Wait,
honey, like, what is here? This? Ew. It's honey. Honey's eye booger. We were basically having a pop-up and we were going to be selling some of our merchandise there and like meeting you guys. And Andrea was coming out here in town and Yoati was in charge of letting Andrea know. Yeah. But this dumbass, I guess, it slipped through her mind. So when Andrea got here, she's like, okay, so on Saturday, we're going to get there at this time. And Andrea's like, wait, what?
And it was like a whole day thing. We had to go in early to set.
We didn't even get ready.
Yeah, we didn't get ready, nothing.
And
it was bad.
Yoati sucks at planning shit. So we literally got there. It took us a lot to like set everything up because we were doing everything. We were supposed to go back home and get ready, but we didn't even have time for that. So we had to get ready right there. And then I had to drive to Jack in the Box to go get food. We were eating as we were selling. Angry. And it was just crazy. And Andrea was just kind of like taken back because we didn't tell her.
Yeah.
And she was like, bitch. And we were there we got there like at 7 a.m.
Yeah, we got there early and we didn't leave till like 6.
So I left a little earlier, but you guys were there till like 6.
Maybe all sun, though, in the sun. Like 12 hours. Like, we were not prepared. We didn't take fans. Mm-mm. We didn't take like food. Like, it was horrible.
We didn't have extra clothes to change.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was really nice and it was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
To meet everyone. But we just weren't a little bit more prepared.
And like, I should have mentally prepared Andrea.
Yeah, because it was pretty exhausting and like to not know. I was just like, oh, okay.
Switch it up to when we did the Castro sisters with a Beauty Creations meet and greet. Oh, that was such an experience. You guys were there.
That was like a first meet and greet.
Like official meet and greet.
Oh, I think we got.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody gave those to us. We each have one, like, according to our color.
So we had our first sibling meet and greet with Beauty Creations. Honestly, I was hella nervous for Andrea.
Yeah.
I really thought you were going to be like, because Andrea's a little bit like more private. She's never really done something like that with us.
I'm just really shy. I was super shy.
This bitch is going to pull out.
I remember like just being so anxious in the car when we pulled up. And like, I thought there was going to be like 50 people. Something. And when we pulled up, oh my god, the line like was outside.
Yeah.
When people saw the car, they started like
Oh yeah,
and pulled up in a Rolls Royce. Yeah, the CEO of Beauty Creations got us a Rolls Royce. Yeah. So we were all like,
yeah, I just remember being so like anxious in the car. I was like shaking because I was like, this is not real. No way that this is real.
Yeah. And I feel like it was cool because I hadn't done something like that in a long time because of like COVID and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I remember also being hella nervous. All three of us were in the car like,
yeah,
and there
literally
was a lot of like y'all out there, which was like, it was making it so like exciting, but we had to wait in the car. So it was just kind of like, I want to go already. But the fact that we couldn't go, we were anxious, and it literally wrapped outside of the mall. So like any of our betas or supporters who were out there like cheering us on, thank you guys.
That was such like, a moment. It was like surreal.
And I think it felt really cool. Like
we were all together.
All three of us, like we were all locked hands and we were walking. And I was like,
when we were walking in, I thought I was going to eat shit. Like I was like, I'm going to trip 100%.
And it's scary, you know, because everybody's recording.
Yeah.
So you're like, if I me echo un pedito or something, everyone's going to catch that shit in one angle or the other. Dude. So I was like, oh my, like, I don't know. I hadn't done it in a minute. So I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
It was really cute.
So I think my mom saw videos. I think because I was reposting stuff. Oh, because
my mom didn't go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and she said she got like goosebumps because she was like, she said that that was one of those times and moments that she was like, oh shit, like.
Like this, like, is what my kids what do. My,
yeah, because she was like seeing so many people like cheering you guys on and like all three of you. Yeah. So I kind of saw her from her point of view and I was like, oh, like.
That's really cool.
Because thanks to you guys not only just support like one of us, but like all three of us, which I think we're so like grateful and like thankful for because you guys really just like love our bond, which means a lot. So.
And our family, like my dad, my mom, like Dong Wee.
Yeah, so I feel like getting that on camera and my mom seeing it, she was like, she literally was like, hasta me dio escalofrío.
¿Por qué no fue entonces?
I know. It's because my mom, oh my God, let's talk about my mom. My mom's really anxious, you guys. Uh-huh. Well, all of y'all, well, what that
means. We all have high anxiety. We're all socially. Like,
me and Girly over here are literally highly medicated.
We're on antidepressants.
How would you guys like scale it as like, the one with the most anxiety all the
time. Look, I'm all ripping my pants right now.
No, literally this entire time I've been like tugging at this. I've been like going like this.
I feel like anxiety wise, just us three, who's the most anxious?
I don't know.
I feel like we all have high anxiety, but for different things, situations. Like I feel like social anxiety, Louis is like top tier when it comes to social anxiety. I definitely have high social anxiety, but it's more like everyday anxiety of like, I'm not good enough. Like I'm not doing things right. Like I'm so stressed, like mom life anxieties.
And my anxiety, I feel like is like academic or like work wise. Cause like I'll literally be walking from class to class and I'll break out in like a rash on my neck when I'm like just really anxious or stressed about something or like the inside of my cheeks. I like ate them.
We're all like
my nails. The other day I had acrylics on. Or no, I had gel.
Oh my gosh.
They're so cute. And then I had a really bad day with anxiety and I ripped them all off.
I feel like all three of us are horrible at stress management.
Like, it's crazy though, because I feel like now that you guys broke it down into like what you guys say, like that's true. I didn't realize like we all have it, but like in a different way. And I think I've seen Andrea have some the episodes or even like with school, like I never realized, like I didn't put two and two together, but I remember especially in high school and that I was like, there'd be days where she'd come home and then we'd get there and I'm like, hi mommy, like me all happy and mom's like, shh, no,
Andrea's enojada. We'd be like
we just knew she just had like
and she'd come in with her books like locked herself in a room
literally or like she wouldn't come out for days.
All pudriéndose in
my
her
mom
room.
Would have to like shove plates under the door and she'd be like, and, like just take the
we'd go to Applebee's and I'd take my laptop and I'd be in the corner all
remember
doing
that we'd be like, Andrea, like why don't you ever want to have fun? I fucking girl like almost
I mean it paid off
she's in Berkeley now.
Me and Louis can never.
But I'm still stressed.
I know.
I just romanticize the stress. I go to coffee shops and do my homework there. So
like, but I feel like when I saw that you got accepted into Berkeley and stuff, I feel like it was such like a, I was just so happy because I know you put in so much like work into it that I was just like, oh my God, yay. Like her hard work like paid off.
Yeah. So and the thing with anxiety is that I feel like you personally cannot understand somebody's own anxiety because like,
Andrea would be so stressed with school. And in my head, I don't know about Louis, but I would be like, but is this Teresa? Yeah. Like, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
But I feel like in Andrea's head, like, her world was ending.
But I wouldn't tell her that either, because I know she would take, bitch, like, way harder class than I was taking. Yeah. I was taking, like, math B, like, math basic.
Me, every class in AP.
Yeah. She's all pre-calculus, she taking, like, calculus.
Oh, and then she wouldn't get home till like fucking 1 a.m. Oh, right? She was out doing other shit.
I was also in a bunch of clubs.
She was in a lot of clubs. Oh, yeah. And she had like zero period, and then early bird catches the worm period. And like, she had swimming at 3 p.m.
Bitch, I can't swim.
Oh, that's right. She can't swim.
I cannot swim. She had that's so my much weakness.
Shit to do. Wait, so now that we're talking about school, can we talk about how all three of us did cheer?
Oh, that's what I was thinking about.
That was sick.
Yoatsi was the first.
Yeah.
I was like, Wildcats.
I feel like,
and then me, Junior Cats, a little.
Yes, I wanted Andrea to be part of Junior Cats so bad.
When I cheered for Sharks and he was all football player.
Can y'all believe that? I was literally a football player, and Andrea was like cheering for me.
Tell the truth, Louis. You wanted to be part of the girls.
No, I would like watch the girls, and I was like,
why am I not there?
And what was funny is that I already knew both of their cheers. Like, yeah, I'd be like,
we did the routines
like catching
together.
The football and shit, but I'd be like, yellow.
Oh my god,
like, my pants are red, my pink, or whatever you guys were doing.
This is how I think it. Whatever.
Yeah. And then I became a cheerleader.
I literally remember the day so well, because I was so over like little kid cheer. Once I entered high school, I was like, I'm over it. But then he texted me. It was my freshman year of high school, mm-hmm. and he was like, the cheer team's having tryouts. Let's go. I was like, bitch, I don't even have shorts. I don't have clothes. And I was like, I don't want to. And he's like, no, let's go.
Yeah.
Aww. Y ahí vamos.
Yeah, it would have been like, it was just such an experience. And
we ended up loving it.
Yeah, I was just like, I always wanted to do it. And it was my senior year. I was already out the closet. And I was just like, fuck it. This is my year. Like, I really wanted to like turn my high school experience into something good. And I will say senior year was my best year. But I remember telling Andrea, I was like, dude, let's do cheer all fucking last minute. She's like, I can't afford that shit.
Oh, that's true.
It was expensive.
The uniforms are like $2,000.
Yeah.
They were.
And Andrea had already been doing cheer for like, well, both of y'all. So they knew the prices, and this was like my first time. So I was like, rah! And then we tried out together, and then we made the team. And
wasn't Andrea captain at some point?
I was captain my sophomore year. But we were both on the varsity team. Wow. My freshman year and his senior year.
Which was cool, because then I was like the only one there with me.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was all adult hanging out with the seniors.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about relationships too.
Ooh,
no. So, no, not relationships like that. I was going to say how, like, I feel like high school, I feel like my middle school up until like high school year, I was really close with Andrea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Very similar age vibes. And like,
we had the same friend group.
Yeah. Like, literally, I would bring Andrea with me everywhere. Like, aww. Like literally, Andrea was like part of like my friend group. Like, at some point, I feel like it wasn't even like, oh, you're my sister.
We're friends.
Like, oh, she's my
We're
friend. Friends. So,
what
I would,
age group? Like, middle school to high school?
Well, middle school was more like when we were like
with the neighborhood. Yeah. Like, with the neighborhood kids. And then high school was like, he was taking me out everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Whenever he was doing something with like Aris and Yami. And like Lexi, we would, and Lexi, we would like just all hang out together.
And I was being stupid.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're doing.
That whole part of my life, I don't know where the fuck I was. I don't remember.
Me neither.
Like, yeah, where's Yoatsi?
You would have been, what, like a third year in college? You would have been when he was a senior, you would have been in Cabrillo?
You weren't even living with us.
No, I feel like when the middle school vibes is when I didn't want him in my room because I was going through my teenage phase. So I was like, get up. And I just wanted to like talk about boys and like do my nails and be like sending nudes.
Just kidding.
My mom.
Dude,
I know. What?
When you send it to my mom.
We'll leave that for later. You can't expose that right now.
No, they want another motherfucking Jesus when you wanted a podcast.
You're going to make me tell it.
Sorry about it.
I mean, you don't have to. Fuck, it's your
podcast. Okay, mommy. Mama Chayo,
skip
mom,
this.
Get out of the podcast right now. Ew. All right, you guys. I'm going to make spill a little story of when I accidentally send nudes to my mom.
I hate y'all.
Pues, ¿para qué dices que andabas tomando nudes?
I was just kidding.
You brought it up.
But it wasn't a real nude because I never actually sent nudes of like bare naked. Pero yo me, this fucking mocoso dumbass guy, I still remember him. I want to expose his name.
All right.
I know, pero es de ramp. What it says, he was the first guy asking me for pics. And I was like, what do you mean? Like pictures of me? And he was like, no, like let me see titties. And I was like, I barely had any. I was all like flat. But like, so I got like my best push-up bra. I still remember it was like pink and it had little horns. He probably still has that pic somewhere.
And he like, sells it.
I got out of the shower and like the whole time in the shower, I was like practicing, like, how do I pose? I was so nervous. And cuando sales del baño, ves que está todo foggy el mirror.
Yeah.
I was like, this is perfect because he won't be able to like see everything, but a little something. So like, I just like went like this and I grabbed my titties and I was like, with the bra, but with the bra on because I was like, mm-mm. And my dumbass, my mom, even back then, has always sent us goodnight texts like every single night. And the guy's name was Ricky. I don't care. I'm never going to see him again. But this dumbass was all asking for the nudes. And I could have sworn he was like the last message, but it wasn't. It was my mom. So I just remember it clicked and I got the picture and hit send. And then I was like, why hasn't he replied? Like, I'm all looking, like, why hasn't he replied? I'm all looking for the Ricky to pop up on my phone, y nada. And then I go check and I was like, Mom? And I saw that I sent it to my mom, dude.
I would have passed away.
I was still in the bathroom. I was like, Mom.
Dude, yeah.
And back then you couldn't unsend shit or nothing.
My God. My heart was like, so I remember to like play it off. And I was like, I was like, hey, mami, let me know si te gusta mi brasier que acabo de comprar. Just to like play it off. She never replied to me. Never.
Dude, never brought it up with me. I would have never spoke to her again.
I think it's more embarrassing when you try to like cover it. Like, hey, mami, you're all sexy. I would have packed my shit and left.
And like, I was like, dude, my mom's probably gonna bring it up the next day. I was so nervous. I didn't sleep the next day. She didn't say nothing. So, Mom, I love you for that, because that would have been the most awkward conversation ever.
So, moral of the story, don't let guys pressure you into sending nudes or you're gonna send it to your parents.
Literally.
That was funny. I hated that. But going back to like the whole high school thing, so me and you weren't ever in high school together, huh, Yotsi?
No.
You really? Left right after.
I thought you guys were 3 years apart.
No, four. So as soon as I went to my freshman year of Cabrillo, he went freshman year of high school.
So by the time I was a senior, I remember being so excited to go to school with Andrea. Because I think at that point we were still really close. So I was like, oh my God, yay, I'm going to go to school with my sister.
And like, that's already weird because like, I feel like normally kids hate going to school with their siblings.
Oh, I have so many friends who like didn't talk to their siblings.
Yeah, like, ew, like, that's my sibling, don't look at her.
Or like the cousins, they'd walk past each other, like, that's my cousin.
That's my cousin.
Yeah, and I'm like, then why didn't you talk to them?
I had a car, so I would take Andrea to lunch with me, or like, we would,
or we'd drive to the cheer games together.
Yeah, we would do like a lot of stuff. But I feel like there was also a lot of like awkward situations and stuff. Because I feel like a lot of people obviously didn't like me in high school for just doing social media. So I feel like as much as I wanted to like enjoy being with Andrea, a lot of times I was like, fuck, like I don't want, because a lot of people didn't know we were related. So
really?
Yeah,
really?
A lot of people didn't know we were related unless she said something. Remember the amount of times that people would be like talking shit about me around you? You're like, that's my brother.
That's right.
So like, yeah, that's true. So I feel like that's part actually of me true. Was like, I didn't want to keep having people like know Andrea was my sister so that they wouldn't come for her. But Andrea's always been good at standing up for herself.
Yeah. Literally. And us.
But to me, like, she's still my little sister. So I was like, oh, I just don't want to put her in that situation. So I would try to, like,
I'd get so pissed. I feel like I had so many, like, little fights with people. Oh, okay. Hey, honey. Because they were just being rude and disrespectful. Yeah. And it's like, babe, we are not friends if you think, like, you could be, like, talking bad about my siblings. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. That's just so weird to me because it's like, why do you feel comfortable like saying that shit to my face? Like,
literally,
I don't know. People are just so dense.
It was just awkward. And also, like, a lot of the people were like freshmen, so still kind of somewhat immature vibes and shit. Yeah. And I think when I first came in as a freshman, it was a lot of the seniors that would bully me. And then after that, after they left, I would still get like shit here and there. But then it was again when the freshmen came in. And that was, like, annoying because I was a senior and these were freshmen.
Fresh meat.
But it was more like they were trolling.
It was more the, like, freshman football team.
Yeah. And it was just, like, so really annoying. It was just, like, guys being guys and, like, them trying to, like, But it was so annoying because it was always when they were like in groups. Because
what would they say? Homophobic
comments. I just would not to me. I feel like I obviously knew they would probably say shit like that, but it was always just like mimicking or like mocking or like asking me like, oh, let's take a picture. Like, blah, blah, blah. It was just like a lot of, it was just annoying. At that point, I was just like, bitch, for real. And then I felt bad because like obviously a lot of these people had like classes with Andrea or stuff like that. So I just felt like uncomfortable. And like I tried not to like talk to her at like school as much. No, like I feel like I just during school we wouldn't really talk. It was kind of just like lunch.
Yeah.
Or like before or after school, obviously. Like we'd hang out. But I was just like, it was just so annoying. And I remember Andrea had stood up for me like a lot of times. And it was just like a awkward situation to like put Andrea in.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want her to think like she has to keep doing this or like,
I mean, I never felt like that or like uncomfortable. I was honestly just like angry that people were so like disrespectful.
Annoying.
Cause it's like, oh, I know that we were like freshmen in high school, but like.
And it's also just like, I think what makes it the most awkward is like the bottom line of like why they're doing it. Yeah. It's literally because I was posting on social media. Like, can you? And because, like, at the end of the day, like, I know a lot of them. Look, so a lot of them can, like, try to play off as, like, oh, they're being homophobic. But, y'all, I was not the only gay person in my school at all. There were way more, like, gay people out there.
I feel like you could feel very discouraged to come out at our high school because, like, people would see like other people that came out bullying. Getting bullied. Yeah. So it's
no,
like,
but no, I'm saying the other people that were out.
Oh,
like,
oh,
okay, I don't know if you remember in the quad. No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Obviously there are obviously so many other people like now in my high school that are, like people that I didn't even expect either. But yeah, there was a lot of closeted people. Like now that everybody's moved out, like I see a lot of like girls and guys and people who just like came thriving out finally and they're like living their life, which is amazing. And obviously they felt discouraged because of like what they were seeing, or maybe they just didn't feel like it was their time. But I'm saying there were other people who were out in high school as well.
Okay.
And especially in the quad, I don't know if you remember, there was like guys who were wearing makeup or like or like a different style. They wore crop tops, or like there was like another gay guy who had a lot of like of the guy friends and shit. But it was, to me, I felt like it added another level.
Like a crazier spotlight.
Yeah, it was like, oh, he does social media and he's gay? Like, let's get him. So it was just kind of like, bitch. Yeah, so like when I really bring it down, because a lot of people would always be like, oh, like, was it just because you were gay? And I was like, no, like that was part of it, but it wasn't like fully the reason.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it just makes it more like, for real. Like it was literally bottom line just because I was putting myself out there and people didn't like that. So it was more like, do I want to waste my time with this? But like at the same time, I had to because no me podía dejar.
And I feel like Andrea has always been really good at standing up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a little quick story time of this one time when you stood up with me or stood up for with me. For me at Target. Do you remember? Maybe if I tell you a little more. She's like,
mwah. Yeah, I don't remember, girl.
She's like one out of the 1 million.
No, I feel like anytime somebody gives us a bad look, like even to this day, if somebody gives us bad looks, Andrea's like
buzz into me. Like, she's like, what?
Yeah, no, literally, like, can I help you? Yeah. Like those vibes. Like,
I feel like I'm really nice. Unless you're mean to them.
All of us. Then I get really mean. That's how we are. We're nice. Pero as no se enojar.
Or like come for the sibling and we're like shit gets down.
Like, watch what you say to me.
Uh-huh.
Or we're going to get very angry.
Yeah.
But the Target story real quick. So we were at Target and me and my sissy were about to check out. This little girl and her mom come up to me and the little girl's like, oh my God, like, I love you. Like, I watch all your YouTube videos with your brother. Like, can I get a picture with you? And of course, I was like, yeah, of course. And I start taking the picture. Two random ass cashiers from Target were staring. And like, you know, when people are talking shit, like you guys know, and I get anxiety. So the moment that like I take a picture, I just kind of go tunnel vision and I try not to look at people around me. And then Andrea was like, those bitches are talking shit. And they were literally, I turned and they were like, what's up? And they're like, let me get a picture like that. And I was just there like, oh, like I felt so awkward. So I just kind of like turn. And then Andrea was like, do you have something to say? What's so funny?
It's like confrontation.
Confrontational? Like, yeah. It's she was like, what's like so funny?
They're making us uncomfortable. So she's like, okay, your turn.
Yeah. She was just like, do you have something to say? What's so funny? Mm-hmm. And then they were just like, just staring at Andrea. And they're like, they turn around and then just start like doing their job. But Andrea was like, ugh. Yeah. Like, I got you, sissy.
Or it's like funny too when So one thing that I hate the most, I really do hate it. I hate when people are taking pictures of me and like they're not, they didn't ask me. They're just taking pictures of me. Oh, and there's a difference when somebody, I mean, even there, I know there's sometimes people who are just taking it because they're like shy and like they don't want to come up to me.
But you can tell when someone's making fun of you or just being like mean.
But like overall, it just makes me very uncomfortable because I mean, y'all need to like understand that I don't think you even want like an off guard picture of you like walking or eating. It's just, it's not a cute thing. And it's just like, it's always bugged me, but it bugs me a lot when it's people who I know are either talking shit or they just don't, they're not doing it for the best interest.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there'll be people taking pictures of me, or I'll be like, ugh, like people are taking pictures of me, or like, because I think people think they're being so like sleek and hiding it, but I think I catch.
They're like everybody. This, like they're like,
I think, no, or sometimes they're like, or like, oh my God, one time like someone was taking a picture and their flash went on and they were like, but it's just.
Where was it? At Disney? Was it at Disney when that guy was taking a picture of your butt?
Oh, and his flash that was at Disney.
And his flash went
That was also at Disney.
Yeah. And then I told him.
So this guy was taking a picture of my nalgas. And I was.
Pues, ¿quién te manda?
But this was Disney. I was wearing jeans. Like, I wasn't even wearing anything like at a rave. Yeah. It was like something normal. And this guy took a picture of me and the flash went on. And then I was like, hello? And it was just.
And he was, with his wife.
And his kid.
Yeah.
And Andrea was like, pues este tomándole foto, like all loud. So and his I was just like,
wife could hear. Because it's like, babe, you do not want to be with this stinky ass man. Like,
it was just awkward. But I remember the amount of times that like, the amount of times that people will be like taking pictures of me, like not in the best interest or like just something. And it makes me feel awkward. Like Andrea will be like,
yeah,
she'll be like, can I help you? Yeah. Or she'll be like, so it's just.
She's like. In the back.
It's just like more, it's just funny and it makes me feel like
I feel
not
like
alone because I feel like I've gone through so much and I'm just like
I just like to make them uncomfortable if they're making you guys feel uncomfortable. Then it's like, okay, my turn. Like,
yeah, and she's like not shy. I could never do that. But that girl said, Andrea's like, bitch,
it's just funny.
Or they'll
me.
Be like, if people are staring at me and giving me like really ugly looks or something, Andrea will stare them down until like very much like who's gonna look away first.
Dude, no, she does that so much. She's just like, hold on. She's like, hold on, someone's staring at us.
Yeah.
like does not break eye contact. And I'm just like, sister, like it's like, she's like, no. You want to stare?
I know, and I'm literally like, okay, click away now. She's like, I'm okay.
Oh my God.
I think she's just really good at like standing up for herself. And like, I applaud anybody who's like that and anybody who can do it. Cause like, I feel like I get really anxious and nervous to do that. Yeah. But
I think it's just the adrenaline. Cause like I said, I'm pretty shy. But when it comes to somebody being like mean or disrespectful, then all of a sudden,
yeah,
I grow up here. And I, yeah.
Yeah. And I think people get like, shocked or surprised like our friends when they see like that side of Andrea, because I think like you said, everyday basis Andrea's a little more shy, she's a little more reserved, but if you start a conversation with her, she'll, I think you're really good at like keeping a conversation and like finding interest in people. Like she won't be like, oh, okay, cute, like have a good day. Like she'll genuinely like care about what you do or what you're doing, or like I don't know, I feel like she's really good at having a conversation with
go ahead go ahead.
I was just gonna say that I love how she is with like projecting good vibes out there. Like if there is like a random girl who just happens to look really pretty or like has a pretty skirt or like has a really nice hairstyle, I don't know, Andrea has like the need to just share the positivity, and I really admire that from her. Like she'll literally be like, oh my God, like you are so pretty, like in just such a nice way, and they're like, oh my God, like thank you, like random. Or she'll be like a cashier working, and then I'll be like, I really love your nails. Like she'll do little things like that. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
Like why not, like if you have a nice thought, then why not share it? You can make someone feel happy.
That's me.
So you would consider yourself like a shy person?
I feel like I feel like I'm pretty introverted until like someone has to start a conversation with me.
Or maybe when you share like a similar interest with someone, I feel like that's when I see a spark
in your
business talk. Or I don't know.
Well, because for the most part, I just don't want to like bother people, you know? But if someone like starts a conversation, then I'll be more than happy to like talk.
Yeah, I think just in
general, just don't like
though,
to bother people. Like that's just, no, if someone's like in their own world, then I don't want to go like
Yeah.
Bother them. But yeah.
I think in general, though, you just have like a good like aura.
Yeah, she does.
Mm. Like any of our friends that like meet her, like genuinely always ask about her, like want to be around her.
Yeah, they're like, where's Andrea? Like, why haven't you brought your sister?
Maybe
like,
one day you will do, or if you let us like do like a, oh wait, I think we've already showed her home, huh?
What?
Andrea's home?
You in a YouTube
in
video?
In a YouTube video, I like very briefly showed her home, but Andrea has like a really good taste.
Yeah, maybe we should do like on Luis' channel, like a whole house tour of Andrea.
Oh, invading her whole privacy.
Never mind. No, but like just to see her vibe is so like clean, plant. Like I love Andrea's vibe. Anytime I'm shopping and I see something, I'm like, Andrea would love that.
It's just grandma.
But it's grandma like, vibe. It doesn't give grandma vibes though. Like no. It's so cute.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I love it.
But I think you're very mysterious. In a good way, though.
And you smell.
Just kidding.
Like Jesper. Like Jesper.
No, but she has good intentions. She has a good heart. We're all talking shit. We're like, all right, let's spell the real shit.
She keeps our relationship, like trio, very nicely balanced.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Which is that like normally expected from like the younger one? You think so? No, huh?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like our relationship is really...
We have a different relationship from what I've heard from like social media. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we put our relationship out there a lot because of our videos and TikToks and stuff we do. And people are always like, I wish I had a relationship like you guys.
Oh, or
like,
I know. That always makes me sad.
Yeah, like I never grew up close to my siblings. Like we hate each other. We don't talk. And I was like, what?
I feel like we had a lot of traumatizing experiences as little kids that kind of also like got us a lot closer and more protective
about each other.
Yeah.
I think being young, all three of us kind of have always been a little bit like over. Yeah, literally what you just said. Like, I feel like I have some like memories of like Andrea being bullied when she was like really little. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's made me very, and obviously she's the younger one, so it makes me very overprotective over her. Vice versa. Like, you've seen things with me or like, yeah, I don't know. I think we each have a reason to be so
protective about each other.
Yeah.
And like recently too, I feel like me and Andrea, what did you say that we bonded over our like mental issues? Because like me and Andrea, like we were already like good. We had a good relationship. But when me and her got diagnosed like with depression and anxiety, me and Andrea are all bonding about our like antidepressants. Like, which one you on?
Hey, this is lucky for you. I'd be curious.
Like, yeah. We'll be like, Andrea, did you take your meds today?
Yeah. Like, I think I got on mine, what, like a year before you?
Yeah.
I think it was like a year. And I remember her just being scared. So nervous about getting on it. And I would just call her and be like, how are you feeling, Sissy?
Yeah, like, literally. And then Andrea was like, no, like, do it. Like, I feel like if it wasn't for Andrea being on them, I would have never done the choice because... There's like a bad stigma on antidepressants.
Dude, I remember the first day. It was definitely like placebo effect. The first day I ever took it, I was like, oh my God, I'm getting dizzy. You do not feel shit.
Antidepressants take 30, like a month for you to actually start feeling different.
But you know what? After I realized, because I really was feeling like lightheaded and hot, I think I just had like a panic attack before taking it. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. I'm getting sleepy.
But it's like your own anxieties making you feel like you're going to die.
Dude, and like, it's so scary. I've literally had to go to the hospital because it was like, when I've only gone to the hospital once from a panic attack before I knew that I was... Like I had anxiety and depression, and I was like, beep, beep, girl. I was like, what's wrong with me?
Louis, tell them about the time in your Corvette when I got a really bad panic attack at the mall.
I think I've only experienced two of Yahtzee's panic attacks.
I remember the other one.
Oh, too. I remember the other one.
Yeah.
I ran from school. I was like,
But this
hold one, her down.
Let me tell you why I got that panic attack though. I was on Zoloft, that's an antidepressant, and I switched to a different one called Lexapro. And like the switch is, it's gonna do something to you, okay? So I was on it and I was already starting to like, what? I was trying to tweak a little bit. I was like, and I was starting to feel different, but it was triggering more panic attacks because sometimes antidepressants make you feel a lot worse before it starts getting better. Mm-hmm. So this was the a lot worse part. And tell them what happened.
Was this the first one or the one that ran?
I'm thinking of a different one because you're talking about the Corvette.
I'm talking about the Corvette one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the first one.
No, the Corvette.
With the Corvette one, I had never taken Yahtzee like for a ride in my car. So I was like, oh, like, let's have like a cute little like sibling moment. So yes. I picked her up in my Corvette and like we went to the mall. We just did some shopping. We were on our way back and she's like, wait, like my arms are going numb. Like super, like we were just having a conversation and then she cuts me off. And then I was like, wait, what? She's like, I can't feel my arm. And then she's like, wait, hold on. I just need to breathe a little bit. So then she gets like the feeling back in her arm. She's like, okay, I'm chilling. But then she starts like, as we're going again, she's like, wait, I can't feel my arm, my leg, my head.
Yeah, dude.
So I started panicking. So I was like, oh my God. She's like, I think I'm having a panic attack.
Dude, it's scary. It's
so and the scary. Moment she says that, I think it just kind of like, it hit her. So everything just like.
Got worse.
I started freaking out, but I tried.
Oh, and then I couldn't talk.
Oh yeah. She literally, the bitch couldn't talk either. So, I was like. Yeah. Like words were just like not making sense. So I feel like I try my best to, if it's like a crazy situation, I try my best to keep calm to not make them panic more.
Yeah.
So then I was like, do you need to go to the hospital? So we start basically driving to a hospital and there was so much traffic, y'all. Literally so much traffic where the cars weren't moving. So my dumb ass puts my emergencies and I have to drive on like the
dirt, basically.
The dirt side of like, it wasn't even a road. So just, I have to go off the freeway and just
the shoulder? Like, the shoulder. The shoulder. That's what it's called. Yeah.
And I was going like fucking 100 miles per hour because I was just getting scared and we were far from the hospital.
Yeah, we were
so
far.
So much traffic. And then we get there and they're like,
they were just trying to check me because they thought I was getting a stroke.
Yeah. But
and they're like, she's fine. Yeah, she just had a panic attack.
Fine. I was like, great. No, but it was really scary. I don't think I've ever. I think the only ones I've experienced with Andrea, they're not really like panic attacks.
Have I experienced a panic attack with you, Sissy?
I don't think so. I think like the only person that's seen me is my dad and my mom because they drove me to the hospital. Mm. And then
oh, yeah, I remember
Tom.
Oh, I didn't.
I've had like two with Tom. But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he knows how to help me. So
they're fine. Yeah. But they're scary.
Yeah. They're scary. But going back to our conversation.
Yeah. That's how me and Andrea bonded. Over our mental health issues.
I know. Would you consider like being a little bit more like consistent with social media? You're just like,
yeah.
Like I'm happy with like coming in and
Cause wait. Remember for a moment she finally accepted the social media life?
I don't remember that.
Remember?
No.
When I remember it was like the first time I brought her to LA.
Yes, yes.
And
what with the impression mirror?
No.
It was one of the first times I brought her to LA.
We came with Laura for something.
She was like around like Laura and everybody and everyone's like, oh, why
don't you like at the fair?
Yeah. And they were like, oh, like, why don't you like being on social media? And like, I feel like she's always heard it from us that are like older, but like Alexia and like Max were there. They're like, oh, like, why not? Like, I mean, it's just nothing. I think they were just trying to make it seem like it's not as intrusive.
Daisy's sister was there too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like Destiny? People around. Was no, it wasn't Destiny.
Daphne.
All the D's. I was like, it wasn't Destiny though. But I remember all three of them were just kind of like talking to her, like not to be like so nervous about her, whatever. Yeah. And Andrea, it's because at that time Andrea had her account private. This is like her second Instagram because her first one, she got rid of it because it was already had a lot of followers. And she's like, I felt like it wasn't too intrusive. So she made another one and that one was private. She had like 300 followers or some shit.
How
like
many friend requests did you have?
I already had
99 plus.
Yeah, because it doesn't show you like after you have more than 100. It just says 99 plus.
Oh. And
you
don't know how many there is. The crazy thing is that we hadn't tagged her in anything because I wanted to respect Andrea's like privacy of not wanting to make a public Instagram. So I wasn't tagging her in anything at that time.
I don't know how people found it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because it was a weird name too, I
think. Yeah. And everyone was trying to hype her up, like just like
make do it, public. Do
like,
it,
and
yeah.
She was like, should I? They're like, yeah. She's like, okay, like I guess it's not that bad. Yes.
No, I had Instagram open on my phone and Max ran away with my phone and unprivated it, bitch.
Well, from what I remember, she was considering.
Do you remember it. That?
No.
From what I remember, she was considering about her.
I'll put him on blast.
He did it. I just remember she grabbed her phone and she was funny. Like, bitch. And she would refresh it and her followers kept going up and up.
Like thousand.
And she had hit like 80K or some shit. And she was
not
like
80K, but a lot.
No, yeah. She had hit a lot of from going from like 300. And I remember obviously she went from a private to public. So the followers, it was taking a while for Instagram to like count all the followers. So we just had to keep refreshing it. Uh-huh. And she was like
She's all on the floor like,
and I think with that account she kind of just went ghost again.
She's like, I'm never posting again. Yeah.
So then after that you made your third one.
How'd you feel about that though?
What,
like the attack of all the followers?
I mean, it's not like anyone was being mean. Everyone was nice and cute, right. But I was just like, ooh, because it was like I just had like personal little stuff on there, like little friends, little school, just yeah. And I was like, ooh.
Because that's like your Instagram. It's very well, personal
even
too.
Yeah, like even right now, like dude, I post like once every 6 months,
and yeah. It's Jesper,
and it's my cat, or like I went hiking, and it's like picture of like a lake.
Yeah.
So, I mean. Yeah, like I don't do anything, so then it's like it's like why would I post, because it's not like I'm doing anything fun, like, you know,
like does any of that like catch your attention, or you're just like,
what do you mean,
like would you ever like want to like, because we've taken you to some events and stuff.
I mean, yeah, because it's like I've had the privilege to attend a lot of like fun events. Even when I think I was like in middle school or like early high school, you took me to VidCon. I think that was like the first event that I've been to, and he would bring me along to LA like whenever he was like filming with people. I thought I couldn't hear me, but I mean, yeah, like I've got to experience a lot of awesome things.
So I remember in our last episode, I said like the first time I met Daisy at that event, that actually wasn't the first time. It was the first time I formally met her, but I actually met her for the first time at VidCon because of Andrea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
So Andrea met her first. I think Daisy was like doing some panels or something there.
And Andrea I saw her. I saw her at a taco truck.
Yeah, I was going to say she's getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
And Andrea like went up to her and like asked her for a picture, and she sent it to me. And I was like, where the fuck? So I ran and I asked Daisy right when she was getting into the car to leave VidCon. I was like, wait, can I get a picture?
Did she say yeah?
Yeah, she was super nice. I have it. And I showed it to her like, wait, like once me and her were like friends, I was like, bitch, look. And she was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And I think it's so like surreal to think that like, we were going to see like Manny and Mue and like Bretman Rock.
Oh, you remember
and
that?
Then, yeah. Like we were so seeing their panels, and then to like see him like actually like spending time with them and stuff.
Yeah. That is so crazy, cool. Yeah.
Now I'm all going to the club with Manny and hanging out with doing stuff with Bretman, and then like, I don't know.
It's cool. Really, really cool.
Or even Patrick. I remember it was that one panel. We went to VidCon because like we were saying in our last episode too, Yahtzee was always more like, I don't want to, but it's because I was already like in the beauty space, so she was like nervous. But with Andrea, me and her were like supporters of so many of these like YouTubers and stuff. And I remember we saw a panel with Patrick Starr, Jeffree Star, Manny Mue, and Bretman.
That's insane.
And we were all like just gagged watching them.
Oh my god!
And I got to ask Bretman him a question.
I mean, oh my god! I remember you telling me about that.
And I was like, hi, Bretman. I was like, how do you deal with like the bullies in school?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
And he just like
I had a little speech. Like trip moment when Bretman showed up to one of Laura's party buses.
It was his birthday bus.
No. It was he went to the one. It was that same week, but he went to Laura's. It was for her grand opening.
Something
remember?
Happened
at the warehouse.
And
when you're all cucaracha.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Bretman is like the sweetest person on the planet. You guys never gave me like amargado vibes. Never from the moment. I bet you he had no idea who the heck I was, but he was so sweet. Like, hi, I'm Bretman. Like, who are you? Like the sweetest vibes. And I remember at the party bus, he was like wearing wigs and making us laugh. Yeah. And I think I accidentally like dropped his fries. Like, Yahtzee, what the fuck? Like, remember? But like in such a funny way.
Yeah. And he told me shit too, because we went in and out.
Yeah.
And I told Laura to just get my burger plain, just meat and cheese. And then
she ordered everyone's burgers.
So when we were going to In-N-Out, Bretman was so excited. He was like, yeah. So I remember him holding it, and he was like, yeah, like all happy. And he's about to bite into it. And he's like, bitch, who the fuck? And then we were all like, what? He's like, what kind of fucking burger is this? And then I was like, what do you mean? He's like, there's nothing in here. I was like, it's meat and cheese. And he's like, who the fuck ordered this shit? And I was like, me? And he just like started telling me shit, but like in his funny comedy way.
Like not actually being like a dick. Yeah, just no, so nice. Funny.
Just kind of like, bitch, for real. And I was like.
And he had us cracking up the whole night.
Yeah.
But me and Andrea had actually met him too as like fans again. I mean, I still am a fan of Bretman, but like the first time I met him was at that VidCon trip.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were so excited.
Aww.
We saw him. Or we were at our hotel. I think we were already at our hotel. And where was he? That we're
like, we it was just at Denny's.
That's yeah. when Louis went on the hunt for Bretman. Yeah. He has a video.
I was literally going to cry because we just so happened to be where Bretman was at, but we left. And then I saw Bretman's story, and he was at, I think it was Denny's or IHOP. And I was like crying because I didn't get a picture with him. So we went back. And luckily, literally as we got there, he was just leaving the restaurant. And like I asked him for a picture. And yeah, he took a picture with me. And then it was me and Andrea both got a picture with him. And I was
like, his video
so
is hunting down
Bretman Rock.
It's on his Did you remember that?
Did a story time. No, it's still up there.
I got watching you guys.
I would like, go watch go it.
Bretman, I'm YouTube. So sorry, Bibi. I remember I posted that.
Andele. Andele.
My story time was like hunting down Bretman Rock, and I put like the picture. It's
yeah. Y lo encontró.
Yeah. Good. Oh my God, that's crazy. But yeah, me and Andrea were definitely like bonded a lot over like a lot of YouTubers and like stuff and people that we would like watch and stuff. So.
Yeah, you crazy. Didn't even I don't think you told him that Andrea was your inspo to start.
Yeah,
Andrea, no, I got him to enter or go ahead.
Like start like YouTube. Oh wait, you're talking about the camera. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Andrea, oh, I don't know if that's what Yoti was talking about.
No, all of I think that. She was starting like just YouTube. But I remember I was filming a lot of these videos on my iPod at the time, and there was like a giveaway that someone La Flama was doing, and Andrea saw it. And I think only like 8 people had entered at the time.
Aww.
And Andrea
that
was
just
like,
came out like the little
yeah, yeah. And Andrea was like, brother, look, they're giving away camera. And I was like, oh, fake. I didn't think it was real. And, and I was like, I'm not gonna win. She's like, dude, there's only 8 people, like you have a chance. I was like, aww. Fine. So I entered it, and then there was so many people ended up entering, and I don't know what happened, but I ended up winning. And Andrea was like,
yeah,
I
and he got his first camera.
So cute.
I still have it. And coincidentally, it was down here, I don't know where it's at. Oh, it's right there. My first camera.
Oh, that's so cute. Shout out to
La Flama. It's a nice camera too.
Yeah,
a really nice camera. Yeah.
They're not around anymore. They used to be part of like the Univision Creator Network. Aww. But I coincidentally got the camera on my birthday. Like it arrived on my birthday when they shipped it to me.
That's so
it was
cute.
Like a whole kit. But yeah, that also helped me create like my channel, and like she introduced me to like a bunch of people like Bethany Moda and stuff like that.
But I was obsessed with Bethany Moda.
Yeah. I wanted to meet her so bad.
But it's because back then I didn't even understand that. So I remember even my Andrea would ask my parents, she's like, pues quiere que la lleve la mamá para conocer a no sé quién. And I was like, why? Like I didn't understand.
They wanted
like,
to meet Ulema so bad.
Oh my
God. Oh, I remember Ulema. Well, we finally got to meet her some years later.
Ulema's such a baddie.
Yes, we met her like at a party like years later, and I was like,
and then casually, Louis' birthday party, was it your last one? Uh-huh. I was like, because
I had invited her, and Andrea was like, wait, is that we remember we had even bought merch.
Yeah, oh, we bought merch. It was like a white t-shirt, and
did I think say imagine yeah.
Aww, that's so cute.
No, it's crazy. How do you feel like seeing us, I guess, like around like the people who we used to watch and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean there's positives and negatives.
Oh yeah.
Positive is that I mean, it's maybe only happened with like 2 people that unfortunately they weren't the nicest.
Yeah.
And it kind of like dissolves that entire like
it really
image.
Does, huh?
Yeah. And it's like, wow, sucks. Like you wouldn't know who I thought you were. But then also I've been very, very lucky to meet a lot of like their friends and stuff. And so now like I don't really get excited. Like they're awesome. No, like they're so, but it's because like you realize that they're just people like you.
Yeah.
And that they're very nice, and that they're like, they're literally just doing day-to-day things. And so then, like now when I meet people, she's like, oh, like it's just like Louis's friend or Yati's friend. Cause it's like, they are just people. And that's why you guys have to be nice to everyone. Because at the end like of the day, they're just people. No, like just everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone should be nice to everyone. Because at the end of the day,
everyone just make out people. With everyone.
Just people.
No, because I feel like it's very much like what you just said. I feel like when you do have a good what is it called?
Interaction
with somebody. Not only just like, for example, if it's somebody you watch or something, like not only was it already like such a great experience, but if you keep coming around them and stuff, it starts giving you like that, oh, like they're just like us. Like I don't know, 'cause when you're a viewer, which like I definitely experienced with a lot of these people who I now consider my friends, I was just like, I just felt like they weren't even human. I don't know, it's just you're so used to watching them and like
on screen.
Can I say something stuff? Funny? What? Like sometimes I forget that they have like a whole bottom part to their body. Like when I'm watching, yeah, like watching videos, I just imagine like a torso, and then when I see them walking, I'm like, oh, you're real, yeah. I'm
like you have a whole body. A floating torso.
I'm like, oh, there's more.
Was there any of my friends, if you want to share, that you were like looking forward to meeting, like when I was already like hanging out with them? Or you feel like you were, it just like organically happened? Because I don't remember you ever telling me like, oh my God, this person I want to go and meet, like of your friend group. Because I remember me and Yotsi just talked in our last episode how we were both equally excited to meet like some of
the people.
But I feel like.
I feel like a lot of the time it just happened. Organic. It just happened where like they were there.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I had, like with Addy, I don't think I had like a formal. Like I don't remember when was the first time I met Addy.
Yeah, when did you meet Adam?
I don't know. And it's like, I remember that I would like see his videos come up on my TikTok and stuff. And then that you guys were starting to hang out, but I don't actually remember the first time I
hella fangirled over Adam, but we'll save that for another episode.
Oh, we should bring him on here.
Yeah, we have to bring Adam on here because
I think that's like the cool thing though about like the friends that Yuati and I have made thanks to social media, that I feel like a lot of our friends were easy to like make our friends and like family feel like friends and family as well. Like it's just they weren't giving like the another like a facade or like or like you and I are in the same level. Like everybody was just so easy to make you, because I don't remember exactly when was the first time I brought you to LA, but I remember Laura and her whole family just making
also
me feel
nice.
Just as welcomed.
Yeah,
like the party bus is the party, everything.
Yeah, like they didn't make me feel excluded or like, oh, she doesn't do social media, fuck her. Like they were all very like nice and welcoming vibes. And
it's just always been like good energy.
Yeah. Except for like two people that we haven't seen again in
those who we shall not name.
And hopefully not you name never them. Have to see them again. But yeah.
You know who you are.
Y'all put their ad.
But like, this episode, I'll cut you off. Is coming to a sad end. And I have some really hard questions I want to ask you. Very personal.
I'm scared. Okay.
Ready? So just share with us and share with the viewers, what are some of like your goals that you're looking forward to in the future? Like where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'm looking forward to graduating. I want to go to law school on the East Coast.
We need a lawyer in the family,
so looking forward to potentially living on the East Coast. That's it. I can't look that far ahead. I don't know what's going to happen.
Those are good goals. And it's good to have those things in your mind because you already know you're working towards that.
Yeah, towards something. So that's good.
How do you feel being in like front of the like the camera and stuff now? Because I know before it was a little bit more like nerve-wracking for you. I beg her before.
I mean, I was still really nervous today. But then as like time goes on, it just feels a little bit more natural. But like, I mean, I feel like that's part of the reason why I don't film as much, because I mean, one, I don't live here, and then two, I'm really shy. Like I feel like the videos I do come out in aren't like we're sitting down, it's like we're fucking around and like moving around,
doing something.
We're doing something, we're not just like
A lot of the videos that we've had you in, and you're a little bit more comfortable, like the vlogs.
Family
trips or like Tahoe.
Yeah,
or
there you go. Yeah.
Well, where did we take you to for your birthday?
Or when we were escaping
the house. Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree. That one was a fun one.
Did we record Palm Springs? I don't remember.
When was Palm Springs?
For my 18th was Joshua birthday. Tree.
That was Joshua
Tree. Joshua Tree.
No.
Her 18th
birthday. My 18th birthday.
She's all 21 or 20.
18th birthday.
I don't remember Palm Springs. I was like, my mind's too blurry for that shit.
But we have a bunch of Hawaii vlogs too.
But before this episode comes to an end, you guys, we are giving away three of our Castro Sisters hoodies, which let me go grab.
Ni saben qué es. Y ya lo está regalando.
I know.
But these are actually some of our hoodies. We bought them out because they're Castro Sisters, so they have the colors of each one of us.
We also have some individual ones. We have a purple one, we have a pink one, and a green one. And a shout out to all of our supporters and viewers and lovers out there who have purchased, and we love seeing you guys wear them and tag us. But here is our all black one.
Woohoo!
So this is the one that represents all three of us. So the purple is me, the pink one's Yuatsi, and the green one is Andrea.
And show them the ears.
Oh, yeah, and they have little ears.
They have little ears at the top.
Look, we just wanted to make it, like, very cozy and, like, just, like, comfortable. You can lounge in it around and just, like, a cute PJ vibe.
I love this hoodie a lot.
So we are giving away three of them. All you guys have to do to enter is comment your size, let us know your favorite part of the episode, and where we can reach you, like whether it's Instagram or...
Leave your Instagram. Leave your Instagram at, and then we'll reach out to the winner so we can ship it out to you guys. Oh, and leave your size. Yes. Leave your size too so we can send you the right size for
thanks
you.
Thanks so much, sister, for joining
thank
our
thanks
podcast.
For having me. Had so much fun.
Yay. Was this a cool experience different from like our filming? This is different, huh?
Yeah, because we've done like little mukbangs.
Oh, but yeah. We've put her through everything.
Yeah.
thanks for joining us, Sissy. Our thanks first for having special me. Guest.
Yay. Also, let us know if you guys want us to have another Castrol Sisters meet and greet, because I'm kind of down for that.
Oh, I would love.
She's like, help me out.
And don't forget to comment a word for me to spell on the next episode.
Yes.
Thank you guys for watching or listening, and we'll see you guys next on the time. Next one.